There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis includes, inside all of the tragedy, a strange threat from the Kremlin that was interpreted as nuclear weapons. There was an exercise right prior to the invasion where Russia is said to go on through its command structure for nuclear weapons. Who knows what it means? But it certainly made the point that Putin's guided and guarded threats had to do with nuclear weapons. Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, not to go over Putin's threats, but to go to threats from the People's Liberation Army, the PLA of China. Rick, Gordon tells me that on the 11th of March, within these last days, the China's People's Liberation Army newspaper, English language site, included this sentence: anyone who makes troubles on the Taiwan question will suffer the worst consequences in the end. Okay, is that a nuclear threat? Can you tell, Rick? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Indeed, John, this is a veiled Chinese-style nuclear threat. The words were also uttered by the Chinese Ministry of Defense spokesman. China likes to offer its nuclear threats in this veiled form. It has done it before, and it wants the United States, it wants the Biden administration to be afraid. It wants the United States and the West to know that it is losing its fear of American power. It is not going to be deterred from a decision to attack, especially to attack Taiwan.
Gordon, this is an item that you published at Fox News, and you comment on it in the item. Has Beijing done this before? Have they used loose language like this about it, their nuclear arsenal?
We have heard these threats throughout this century, John. They come from Chinese generals. They also come from civilian propagandists who are working clearly at the direction of the Politburo Standing Committee, the highest body in China. And so there are these series of threats. But one thing that concerns me is that we're now hearing nuke threats from both the Russians and the Chinese at the same time. And as Rick says, deterrence is breaking down.
You have a question for Rick, Gordon.
Rick, these are not just threats we're hearing from China. You have documented for a long period the buildup of China's nuclear forces. And it comes at a time when the Biden administration wants arms control agreements, but it seems like the Chinese are completely resistant to this idea, as they have in the past. The question is, how can we even talk about these agreements with Russia when China is not in the room?
Indeed, Gordon. China is now sprinting to nuclear superiority, having laid down a pattern of deception for the last 30 years, trying to convince all Americans and Westerners who would listen that China only wants a small nuclear deterrent and would never enter into an arms race, a nuclear arms race with the Americans. Starting at the end of 2020, early 2021, we began to discover that indeed China was engaging in an arms race. And by my estimates, before the end of this decade, China could have close to 4,000 deployed warheads in about 350 new ballistic intercontinental ballistic missile silos, plus submarines, plus bombers. And they're just not going to stop. They understand, as does Vladimir Putin, that the Americans are afraid of nuclear weapons and their actions can be constrained if you have a powerful enough threat, as does Russia. And Joe Biden has definitely been constrained in his actions in regards to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And China wants Joe Biden also to be constrained should they decide to invade Taiwan.
Rick, does China have a policy of carrying nuclear weapons on their capital ships the way the U.S. used to? I don't believe we have it anymore. Does China's PLA have a policy of tactical nuclear weapons similar to Russia's, thinking that they're useful, where they're said to keep them in Iskander launch systems in Kaliningrad, maybe with the divisions in Belarus? I don't know. But do we know anything about Chinese nuclear weapon policy at the tactical level?
We do some, John, but there's a lot that we don't know. We do know that the Chinese developed a fighter delivered tactical nuclear weapon after the near nuclear conflict with the Soviet Union in the late 1960s. We know that the Chinese have developed an enhanced radiation warhead that they could put on tactical ballistic missiles. And we also know that new generation Chinese short-range ballistic missiles, as well as medium and intermediate-range ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, are all dual use. Now, there are some analysts who have written that the Chinese have told them that they have no tactical nuclear weapons. And that's where these analysts leave it. However, I think it would be much wiser to assume that the Chinese have built many, maybe hundreds of tactical nuclear weapons and are prepared to deliver them on ballistic missiles and cruise missiles.
So imitating the Soviet, now Russian model, then that's what's presumed.
And we were told by Biden administration officials last year that China was also interested in new Russian-style nuclear-powered torpedoes and nuclear-powered cruise missiles that would have intercontinental range.
Gordon?
Rick, putting nukes onto short-range missiles raises issues of command and control. If we go back about a decade or so, it was generally believed that China's nukes and its missiles were stored in separate locations because the civilian leadership in Beijing didn't trust the generals and the admirals. What can you tell us about China's command and control these days as it's building out its arsenal?
Well, Gordon, indeed, yes, there are central storage sites. They can be found with civilian satellite imagery. And this is a well-known Chinese logistics support procedure. However, since the Chinese began manufacturing cold launch ballistic missiles that they put in tubes, and this would include the Dongfeng 21 series and newer ICBMs like the Dongfeng 31, 31A, and 41. These are all placed in tubes, shot out of the tube, so they have to be preloaded. So the idea that the Chinese, the People's Liberation Army is going to load up a train with warheads, open all of these tubes, and arm these missiles before a strike is preposterous. In my opinion, the missiles on submarines, the missiles in these tubes, and soon the missiles that will be put in all of these new silos are preloaded.
Gordon, just a detail here. Has Xi said anything threatening like Putin about nuclear weapons? We have about 30 seconds, less than that.
Not recently, John, but he has in the past alluded to it with this poetic language that Chinese leaders are often prone to use. And we have to assume that his belligerent posture is something that he is going to make good on at some point.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
you're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.